Our classical music critic Lord Schwartz says that although music is usually a source of comfort in a time of crisis, he hasn't been feeling much like listening to music lately.
The problem is that I'm not sure I want to be comforted. The day of the terrorist attack, I turned to poetry, not music. All things fall and are built again, Yeats says in his poem Lapis Lazuli. Hamlet and King Lear, he says, if worthy their prominent part in the play, do not break up their lines to weep. Yet all I felt like doing was cry. The day after, when our possible response to the tragedy became as frightening as the attack itself, I was reading a different Yeats poem, a poem he wrote during the Irish Civil War, a prayer, really, for sweetness and renewal, called The Stare's Nest by My Window. Stare is the Irish word for starling. We have fed the heart on fantasies, the heart's grown brutal from the fair, more substance in our enmities than in our love. O honeybees, come build in the empty house of the stare. On the weekend, I went to hear an old friend in a chamber music concert given at the Friends Meeting House in Cambridge by a group called Sarasa, a group that does a lot of community service. It was the concert they had planned, no special music in response to the horrible events. And I was moved and warmed by the charm and loveliness of the program. Haydn, beautiful and restrained. A colorful musical picture by Boccherini of Spanish street life at night, inventive and appealing, and a rhapsodic quintet by Dvorak. Just music, with no message, and played in the spirit of loving cooperation. As if to say it's music itself that's important. It's part of what's best about human beings. By Sunday, I wanted to hear more music. A Bach cantata performed during the service at Boston's Emmanuel Church. It was one with a powerful, sublime aria about sacrifice for love, music with a dark but explicit spiritual message. I wasn't much comforted by the strictly Christian message of the sermon, but the profundity of the music, the intensity of the performance, moved me far beyond the self-congratulatory bromides of organized religion. During the Gulf War, I said on Fresh Air that music was not just consoling, that it makes us feel a little less helpless, that if the human spirit is capable of such sweetness and generosity, such harmony, there's still a chance it might survive. But this time, that's not what I feel, though it's something I'd still like to believe. This time, I feel frightened about our very survival and overwhelmed by the devastation, the evil human beings are capable of. And music isn't likely to change that. The season has just started. I'm a critic. I had to cover an opera. I shouldn't have been startled to hear the orchestra begin with the familiar notes of the Star-Spangled Banner. It was written during the War of 1812, the last time before September 11th that a foreign invader attacked us on home soil. This was the first time since the terrorist attack I was in an audience asked to sing it. I'm nervous about patriotic music, about flag-waving and saber-rattling in general. But this time, as the melody of that old drinking song began to soar on the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, making the words, as always, so hard to sing, our national anthem has never seemed so chillingly real. I'm looking forward to more music. I want our cultural life to continue, and I want to be part of it. I also want to be reassured that art consists of more than a simple message of grief or defiance or consolation. I'm looking forward to more music. I'm just dreading the requiems.
Lord Schwartz is the classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix and director of the Creative Writing Program at the University of Massachusetts in Boston.